Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. This is Apostle Deborah Deans and the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries. I am so excited on this evening to be on our radio broadcast today. I thank and praise God on today for our broadcast tonight. This is our praise, prayer, and prophecy hour. And God knows I'm on here, and I thank and praise God on today. I'm going to get ready to call our prayer meeting to order. We're going to have a song, the scripture, and a prayer. Let me see what song we have. I don't even know what this is, but I'm going to play it anyway. Of the Lord is here. That's what I just thank and praise God for that. It was just sitting there in my phone. I didn't know what it was, but I thank and praise God for the selection. We're going to be reading tonight from Psalms 92, starting with the first verse. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy works. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither do a fool understand this. When this wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquities do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. I have just read you from Psalms 92 down from the first down to the eighth verse. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy word. Lord, we come on tonight humbly before your throne of grace, Lord, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come on tonight, Father, just giving you all the praise and all the glory on tonight. We magnify your holy name on tonight, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We first of all come, Lord, asking you to bind the strong man, Lord. Bind up the strong man, Father. Bind up the strong man, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bind up every negative word, Lord, every negative thought, every evil and wicked word, every evil and wicked thought, every demonic thing, Father, every demonic work, Father, every demon on assignment, Lord. I ask you to bind up. Your assignment has been canceled on today. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you on today, Father, to bind up the strong man and every witch, every warlock, every wizard, Lord. And I'm asking you today, Father, to bind up, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, to bind up the strong man, Father. Bind the strong man in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we just give you praise today. We give you glory on today. We magnify your name. We magnify you, Lord. We give you praise today. Hallelujah. We give you praise today. We lift your name up on today. We lift you. We exalt your name. You be hallelujah. We asking you today, Father, to join, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let them come running asking what they must do to be saved, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, now, God, I come right now, Lord, asking you to take over and take control of our radio broadcast or today. In the name of Jesus, take over tonight, Father, and take control. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I surrender today, Lord. I give my will up. I surrender 100% in the name of Jesus. Or today, Father, that the Holy Ghost may increase 100%. I decrease, I build up 100%. That the Holy Spirit may increase and take over and take control, Lord, tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I have nothing of myself. I can do nothing by myself, Lord, and I just thank you today. I magnify you today. I glorify you today, Lord. And I give you all the praise, all the glory, Lord, and in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you right now, Lord, to put a shift in the atmosphere. Change the atmosphere, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Change this atmosphere, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I just ask all these things, and I give you praise. I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. And thank God. Amen. Amen. I give God praise on tonight. I'm messing some stuff up tonight, but I give God praise and glory on tonight. I magnify his holy name on tonight. I thank him for another opportunity to be back on the radio broadcast on today. I give God glory and I give him praise. I can't do a whole lot of talking on tonight because my voice comes and goes. But I thank and praise God. I just was not finna let Satan, the enemy, keep me from praising God. You know, I just thank and praise God on today. And I'm not going to allow him to stop me from praising God. So I got on anyway today, even though my throat is sore and all this other kind of crap. You know, I don't really care, but I know God know my heart. So I got right on here anyway, and I want to just open up our line for if anyone have a testimony, a praise report, a miracle report, just a shout out for the Lord on tonight. This is your finest hour. I'll come back after some, whoever want to say something, and I'll say something, give my voice a chance to come back, or either I will play a song if I have to, and give my voice a rest just for a minute. Amen. I thank and praise God on tonight. I give God praise, and I give him glory on tonight. I don't know what else. I don't know what this is either. I'm just going to play it. That's all I know to do.
Nehemiah 8:6 and Ezra, bless the Lord, the great God. And all the people answered, amen. Amen. Lifting up their hands, they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. When we receive a word from the Lord, our answer should be, amen. Let the church say, amen. Let the church say, amen. Let the church say, amen. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. Yeah. Let the church, let them say amen. If you believe the word, let the whole church say amen. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. Lift your hands, lift your hands. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. No. Thank you, Lord. God has spoken. So let the church say
amen. Let the church say amen. I just want to thank and praise God, because when you hear the word, and if you agree with the word, it's appropriate to say amen. Hallelujah. That means you agree with the word coming out of the Bible. Hallelujah. Let the church say amen. I didn't know what that was, but I thank and praise God for that. I just want to give reverence to God, who is my life, and to everyone in their respective places, the Apostle Deans in his absence, and to everyone in their respective places. I thank and praise God for an opportunity to be here. I thank God for allowing me to be back on our radio broadcast on tonight. I thank and praise God for allowing me to pray, for an opportunity to pray for the people of God. I don't take anything God does for granted. God is an awesome God, and, you know, I just give him glory, and I give him praise on today. I just want to give him a shout-out on today. I thank and praise God, and I just want to testify every day. My husband God is healing my husband right before my eyes. And I thank and praise God, hallelujah, for his healing. And I thank and praise God that God is doing it all by himself. I give God the praise and the glory that he's getting around better than he has since the stroke. And I give God praise on today that he's doing what he's doing for my husband. And then I just give God praise for my family, for my children, grandchildren, and great-grand, for the in-time men and women of war, global ministries, for the life support outreach ministry, for the prayer room global ministry. I give God praise for the ministries on today. I give him praise for the ministries, and I give God glory, and I worship him on today, because I tell you, he's so good. You know, he's just so good. We got a good God. We have a holy God, and I thank and praise him on today. God is just so good, and he's worthy to be praised. And, you know, it's winter time, it's fall, it's winter, and it's getting cold and snowy. But I thank God for the sunshine. I thank him for the rain. I thank him for the snow, the cold, the winter. Because if we didn't have it, we would have germs spreading everywhere, because the cold kills the germs. But I thank God for the cold. I thank him for the snow. I thank him for the storms and the rain. I thank God on today. He is a mighty, mighty good God. So I just have to testify that I'm still here. You know, I've been here. He's been waking me up for 61 years, and I'm still here, and I'm so grateful. I'm so glad about it. I'm grateful about it, and I give God praise on today. I'm not going to talk too much longer because I would like to pray tonight before I go to bed. But I just want to open the lines up for anyone that want to testify or just want to have a shout-out to the Lord. Amen.
Amen. I just want to thank God
Amen.
For another day. I just want to thank God for the young people coming to me, asking for prayer, wanting to surrender to the Lord. That's a miracle to me.
Yes.
And
yes.
I'm just so grateful that they trust the God in me to come to me. And this is
Amen.
My job that's coming to me for prayer and just needing help and just thirsty for the word, and I just thank God for giving me strength and boldness to go ahead and give them a word. So grateful. I just thank God
every day, all day.
I'm just so grateful,
yes.
just so grateful. Even when the devil try to step in, I step on him. And I just thank God for giving me strength to step on him and to recognize what's going on in my surroundings, to keep my guard up and know that the Lord is with me. I just thank God for being there, for keeping his hand over me, keeping his blood over me and my family. Lord, I just thank God. He is so good, so good.
Yes, Lord.
And I just can't thank him enough. Amen.
All right. Amen. Thank the Lord. We appreciate your testimony, your praise report, prophetess Sharonda on today, because God is good and his mercy endureth forever. I give God praise today. You can expect them to come even more, because God is opening up opportunities for you to witness even the more on today, for him to use you to bring people in. That's why he places different places, so we can be there to do what he called us to do. You know, and
Amen.
So I thank God for today. I thank God for today. Is there anyone else on the radio broadcast that want to give a testimony or a praise report or a shout out to the Lord?
Amen. I have a testimony. I just want to thank and praise God for this day, for life in the
Amen.
Body, for activities of my limb. I have been going through this pain, and it's just so awesome that God has blessed me with this activity back in my limb again. It was excruciating pain. I mean, it was indescribable pain that I went through for months and months at a time, and I limped, and every time I moved, it was pain. I couldn't sleep. It was like a nerve that went through my leg, even when I, you know, was asleep at night. And it's like God did surgery on this leg. They actually wanted to do surgery on my knee. And I refused to have surgery. And because I believed that God was going to heal my knee, I just trust and believe that he will heal my knee. And I'm just so excited about what he has done for this leg and for this knee. I was unable to go to the gym, and I gained all kind of weight about this knee. And I go to the gym. I'm so fascinated about this because I couldn't even go to the gym. I would go to the gym. I would walk on the treadmill. I would just about be in tears when I leave. So I couldn't even go to the gym. I had to stop going to the gym because this leg hurt so bad. And each day I go to the gym, I just thank God because there's no more pain. And it's just a blessing and an honor that God has did this surgery. Hallelujah. This healing. And so I just thank and praise God for this operation, this miracle operation, hallelujah, that he has performed on me. I don't know if anybody know if they had diagnosed this thing of this on my knee, and it's gone. You know, and I just thank God for the opportunity, you know, to be able to go to him and don't have to deal with this pain, to be able to get out the bed and don't have to limp, you know, everywhere. I thought I had to limp, you know, I almost was on a cane. I just refused to drive a cane every day. You know, I just thank and praise God for healing my body. And we take for granted every day that we're able to get up and extend our arms and our joints and our bones every day. So I just ask that you continue to pray my strength in the Lord, and I will do the same for you. Amen. God bless you.
Amen, amen. We just thank and praise God for Prophetess Sadler's testimony today, because I know what she's talking about. I've been healed. Believe me, God has healed me from some things. Believe me, he's still touching my body. I'm telling you, when you in pain and you in an uncomfortable position and God takes that thing away from you, you know about it. When I tell you, God is almighty, and he can do just what he say he can do. God is a healer. He's a deliverer as well as a healer. He will take that thing away. When I tell you, God is everything he said he is in the word of God, and I don't take nothing that he do for me for granted, because every day we wake up, we think stuff just supposed to happen. We think it's supposed to just do that. But I thank God for her testimony, because it's going to help somebody else. Because there's so many of us, even in radio land, going through so many other things. They're going through things. And they need encouraging. This encourages somebody else. This going to encourage somebody else just to know that God is a healer. If he did it for her, he can do it for you. He changed not. He don't have a respect of person. If he did it for me, he's going to do it for you. Hallelujah. And I thank and praise God on today. Hallelujah, because God is good. My husband ain't been walking with a cane. He got a cane. And if we have to go out to the doctor or something, he'll walk with it to just help him. But he hasn't been walking with his cane. He leaves it right in the bedroom and go all over the house. That ain't nothing but that's faith. That's what you call faith, because he leave it and he go right ahead on. You know, so I thank and praise God that he's strengthening his faith. You know, because it just seems like that every day. Every day we feel like everything just going to be all right. The experience I got, I pay my bills, but my lights were still off. Lord, so I don't care if you pay your bill. If I said you ain't no be no light, it won't be none. Stuff for granted. Food spoiling, all this kind of stuff. But I paid my light bill. But God say this. He said, I allow it to happen to let you know whether you get out there and work and pay your light bill or not. It's up to me. It's up to me. And don't put your confidence in nothing but me. Nothing but me. You could fill your car with gas and it'll stop in the next mile or two. You see what I'm saying? It doesn't mean anything because you got gas. If God don't allow it to turn over and start. So we have to keep that in mind, that it's God for everything. Everything. You know, I don't know what I would do without him. I just don't know. Because he's my life. I belong to him. I was bought with a price. God is everything to me. I just can't depend on nobody but God. You know, I can't put my confidence in nobody. You know, you have loved ones that you know that are do, but you put your confidence in God. And you trust your husband, but you better trust God and put your confidence in God. Trust God to make him do what he's supposed to do. Make him be upon what he's supposed to be on. Hey, that's the way I do. I trust God for everything, not just for some things, but for everything. Hallelujah. Do we have any more praise reports or testimonies or miracle reports? Okay, I'm going to play another because I'm trying to save my voice and I don't know.
You are the living word. Come on.
the living word. I thank and praise God on tonight for the music ministry, because I tell you what, he is the living word. He is the bread of life. He is everything to me. And I give God praise. I give him glory on today. Do we have any more testimony, praise reports, miracle report, a shout out? Or do you, what you like, prayer? Do you have any prayer requests on tonight? Amen. I thank and praise God. Like I said, I'm going to try to pray a little bit. That's all I can say. And if my voice go out, I will stop. But, you know, it's hard for me. I don't know what God is trying to teach me here. And I had my husband minister to me this morning because, you know, I was crying out. I didn't have no voice, but I still was crying out, and he was teaching me to sit there and meditate on God. It was just so hard not to open my mouth and say something. So I could pray in tongue under my breath and stuff like that, but my throat was hurting me so bad. You know, and I'm just trying to save it so when I do want to holler or something, I can. But, you know, I just don't like saving, even trying to get any good that I can't pray because, you know. So, but this morning was good. You know, if you could sit there and pray quietly and meditate for 2 hours, you know, and I could hear God clearly. I guess because I wasn't hollering and screaming. I don't know. But I heard him clearly some things he told me today. So, but I'm finna try to pray now. And I want you all to pray with me and for me that God will bless me to get through this. I have about 15 minutes to pray. So, Father, we come now humbly before your throne of grace, Lord, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come now, Father, if we've offended anyone, if we hurt anyone, if we caused anyone to stumble, Lord, we ask your forgiveness right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Search our hearts, our minds, and our spirit, Father. If there is anything in there that should not be, Lord, we ask you to remove it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We ask you to create in us tonight a clean heart, renewing us a right spirit tonight and a sound mind. Father, we come right now in the name of Jesus, I'm just giving you all the praise tonight. I'm giving you all glory, giving you all the honor on tonight. Magnifying your holy name tonight, Lord. We come glorifying you tonight. I'm lifting your name up tonight, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come giving you all the praise tonight. All the glory, all the honor, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We just thank you tonight. We thank you tonight, Lord. We just thank you tonight. We give you praise. We give you glory tonight. We give you honor tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we don't know anything else but to lift you up, Lord. We don't know anything else but to depend on you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We just come praising and thanking and magnifying your name. We just come lifting your name up, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Oh, I thank you, oh, I thank you, I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. I just give you praise tonight. Oh, yes, I do. I'm okay to your son. Oh, yes, Lord, I give you praise for tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. I know that my cousin didn't be holding on tonight. And in the name of Jesus, Lord, I come first of all, Lord, asking you to bind the strong man tonight. Bind the strong man, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bind him up, Father. Oh, Lord, every tongue, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Bind up the strong man, Father. Oh, let's see, come, whatever. In the name of Jesus, every negative word, Lord, in every negative thought, bind them tonight, Father. In the name of Jesus, every wicked and evil word, in every wicked and evil thought, Lord, I'm asking you tonight, Father, to bind it on tonight. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, come out of behind you, I'm asking you, Lord, every demonic word, every demonic thought, every demon on assignment, your assignment is canceled now. In the name of Jesus, in the holy name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, come right about in the name of Jesus. Bind them, Lord, and send them back to the pit. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. I'm asking you to bind up the enemy, every witch, every warlock, every wizard. Right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, put fire to them, Lord. Put fire to them, Lord. Put fire to them, Lord. Burn them up tonight. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Burn them tonight, Father. In the name of Jesus. Burn them up, Lord. In the name of Jesus. I'm asking you tonight, Father, to cover everyone, Lord, under the sound of my voice on tonight. In the name of Jesus. Everyone, Lord, under the sound of my voice for tonight, I ask you to cover them, Lord. Cover them right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Cover them right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I'm asking you now, Lord, to send your angels to encamp all around about them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we're depending on you, Father. And I thank you tonight. I thank you for answering every prayer, every request, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Every request, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I give you praise on tonight. And I give you glory, hallelujah. I give you glory tonight, Father. In the name of Jesus, I give you glory. In the name of Jesus, I just want to love on you a little bit, Father. I just want to love on you, Lord. I just need to love on you tonight, Father. I just want to love on you, Lord. I love you. I love you tonight, Lord. I love you tonight. I love you, Lord. I love you, Father. I love you tonight, Lord. I love you, Lord. Hallelujah. I love you, Father. Hallelujah. I praise your name tonight. I praise your name, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I praise your name tonight. I praise your name, Lord. I love you tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I love you, Lord. I love you, Hando Kamaria, sir. Oh, you be Hando of an idiot. Oh, like to be a servant of. I love you tonight, Lord. I love you tonight, Lord. I love you tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, I give you praise, yes. And I give you worship, Lord. I give you praise and I give you worship. Yes. We give you praise and we give you worship. We give you praise and we give you worship on tonight. We magnify your name tonight, Lord. Oh, I just thank you tonight. I thank you tonight. Yes. I thank you tonight. I thank you tonight. I thank you, Lord. I see doors opening up, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Doors opening up, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Doors opening up in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Baba, come to me. Oh, la, la. In the name of Jesus, I give you praise. I give you praise. I give you praise. I give you praise. I give you praise, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm asking you, Lord, to let your anointing cover everyone, Lord. under the sound of my voice, Lord. Let your anointing fall, Lord. Let your anointing come, Lord. Let your anointing fall, let your anointing fall, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let there be no lack in the families, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Cover them, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Just cover them tonight, Father. In the name of Jesus. Cover them tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to cover every family, Lord. Every family, Lord. Cover them tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, like your son, cover, Lord. In the name, come out of my son, in your son. He come out of my son, in your son. In the name of Jesus. Oh, love, I cover, Bokuni, yes. Oh, I thank you tonight. I thank you tonight. I thank you tonight. I thank you tonight. I give you praise. Hallelujah. I give you praise. I give you praise. I give you praise, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Glory, glory, yeah. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord. I ask you to blood cover them, Lord. Blood wash them, Lord. Blood cover them, Lord. Blood wash them, Lord. Blood wash them, Lord. Blood wash them, Lord. Purify us tonight, Father. Purify us tonight, Lord. Purify us tonight, Lord. Purify us, Lord. Purify us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God. I thank you tonight. Lord, and I ask all these things. I ask them all, Lord, in Jesus' name, Father. And for your glory, and I thank you, Lord, for allowing me to be able to pray for the few minutes and 10 minutes, Lord, that you allow me to pray, Father. In the name of Jesus, I thank you tonight, Lord, because you're a great God, Father. You're a great God, Lord. You're a great God, Father. And I thank you tonight. I give you praise tonight. I give you glory on tonight, Lord. I magnify you, Lord. King of kings, Lord of lords, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We give you praise, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Is there anyone else with a testimony, praise report, a miracle report, just a word from the Lord, hallelujah.
Good evening. Give it honor to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I want to give honors to Apostle Ed and Deborah Deans on this evening, to all the saints and all the people out in the lane. I'm just excited to be able to be on the line tonight. You know, sometimes in life we have to push forward and just continue to pray. And that just seems to be the season that I've been in for a while. But I just thank God for being a provider and a way maker. I thank him for continuing to, you know, cover and keep not just me, but my family, all my loved ones. And he has kept all of you. I mean, every time I turn around, it's somebody young that's being killed. You know, my granddaughter's mother was sharing with me this evening about how a young lady was driving her vehicle, had all three of her babies in the car, and two guys just came up and shot all into her vehicle. Do you know not one of those bullets hit those babies or her? Not one. And you could see it was on the news. You could see where the bullet holes were all in the car. And I'm just so grateful on today. I am truly grateful. Because, God, we feel like sometimes that, you know, we don't have nowhere to turn. A lot of times we feel alone and like, you know, God has just forgotten and left us. But God is with us all the time. If I can look at people that are not even trying to live their life right. And God is still covering them. He's still keeping them. I am grateful. Yes, and I pray that God will continue to have mercy upon all of us because, you know, according to the word, we've all sinned and fallen short.
That's right.
We have all all sin. And God loves us, and He continues to love us, and I'm just thankful. I'm thankful, and I ask you to continue to pray for me as I continue to pray for everyone else.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We thank Prophetess Joyce Rome for that testimony, because I'm telling you, we take it for granted too many times that God always, He provides for us. He covers us, even when we don't even think He's covering us. We don't even pay attention. But God is always looking out for us. And I thank and praise Him, because He don't have to do it. He don't have to do that. But I thank God. I thank God on today for it. You know, He is an awesome God. He's an awesome God. And I don't take it for granted for anything that He does, I tell you. I don't take it for granted, because God don't have to do nothing that He do for us. He don't have to. But He do it for us, because He love us. He love us. That's why I can't help for loving Him. You know, I was bought with a price. And I'm not my own. I belong to God. I belong to Him. You know, my life belongs to Him. And I thank God. I thank God. Hallelujah. I don't want to belong to nobody else but Him. I thank Him. I give Him praise, because I'm going to tell you something. People don't have to be nice, but people are not going to treat you like God treats you. It's just like a mother and her children. You're not going to find a child not going to find people that treat them like their mother and dad treat them. But honey, when I tell you, oh, Abba Father, hallelujah, He'll treat you like nobody else can. And I thank Him for it. He knows just what to do. He knows just how to do it. He knows how to love you. He knows when to love you. He knows how to hold you. He knows when to hold you. He knows how to rock you. He knows when to rock you. I tell you, He knows just what to do. Hallelujah. To pull you through it. I tell you. Sometimes we go through them storms and we go through the rain, but I tell you what, He right there with us, holding the umbrella over. Hallelujah. And when we think He not, He is. I give you praise, Father, and I give you glory on tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I give you praise. If you have a word for somebody, or if you just want to pray, or you just want to give a shout out to the Lord, anybody on here can do that. Hallelujah.
Yes, it's Apostle Joanne. I just want to thank God for just being God on today, for keeping and covering us on today. Because when I got up this morning and seen the news on I-96 here, 40 cars was in an accident and people got killed. And I just asked God to keep and cover the families and keep them lifted up. And I just thank God for keeping us on the road. Because the roads were bad. And I thank God for just keeping my family, my ministry. I thank God for strengthening me, healing me. I'm just real thankful on today. Because somebody didn't wake up, Lord, and somebody died on today. But God thought enough about us to keep us. And I thank God for
that's
the prayer line, you know, that we are able to dial and get on and be able to come together to fellowship. So I ask God to continue to bless the prayer line and continue to bless you, Mother, and just whatever your desire and needs are, that they're met in this season.
Amen. Amen. I thank and praise God for your apostle. And I know God know every desire of my heart. The biggest one is my desire is to please God. That's my biggest desire, is to please Him. And if I'm pleasing to God, you know, I know I already pleasing to man, but I'm not even trying to impress man. I'm just trying to be pleasing to God. And I thank God on today. I thank you today, God. He's a holy God. He's a righteous God. I heard yesterday morning when I was in prayer, because my throat has been sore for a couple of days, I heard the Lord say, a righteous judge. I don't know what he meant by that. You know, I don't know what he meant by it, but I know it'll come to me. He's going to allow me to find out, or he's going to let me know sooner or later what he meant by righteous judge. Because I know God just don't say things just to be saying them. He means what he says, and he says what he means.
Yeah.
So, and I just thank and praise God on tonight for all of you that's in radio land and the ones that's on our radio broadcast. I just thank God for all of you. I pray for each one of you. I give God praise and glory on tonight. He's an awesome God. He's a holy God. And he don't have to do nothing for us. But he's a good God, I'm telling you. And he's so worthy to be praised. If we didn't have God, what would we do? Where would we go? Yeah. What would we do? You know, we can't live without God. We can't be without God. We have to have him every minute, every second of the day, because if we didn't, Satan would take over and take control. But God always blocking, always cover us. He can't do nothing to us unless he allows. So I thank and give God praise for not allowing him to do what he would have, what he would want to do, because he's the accuser of the brother. He's a liar, the father of lies. He all things. When I tell you, the enemy is. And we got to stay focused, and we got to stay covered up under the blood. In the name of Jesus. Is there any more praise reports, any more testimonies, anything? Just a shout out to the Lord on today. Is there a prayer request? Amen. Well,
I just want you to know that I really do appreciate you. And I thank God for just allowing you to be in our lives. You're so dedicated.
Yes,
and I'm just so grateful because no matter what is going on in your life, you never stop your phone. And I know I've said this, times before, but if you were sitting in my shoes, if you were sitting in my seat, you will understand why I am so truly grateful for your faithfulness, for your love for God, and for his people. It's appreciated. It really is, because I know God has a lot of diamonds hidden in the earth, but he allowed you to be exposed to us. And I thank him for that, because it's needed.
Amen. You know what? I really appreciate that, and that you encourage me so much, because it's hard to try and push when you know your throat is just raw in the inside, and you're still trying and you're still pushing, and you know that God see what you're doing. Like I said, I'm trying to please God. But I appreciate each one of you that's on this radio broadcast. I give God praise today for you. And that was so encouraging to me, because I did pray, but my throat was so sore. I couldn't pray like I wanted to, but God knew exactly what I meant. He know exactly what I mean. And so, I wanted to even pray longer. You all know I can pray hours, but I couldn't pray any longer. And I just hope I covered everybody the best to my ability, because I want God to bless you all. I want God to get the glory out of your life. I want God to cover you and your families. All of y'all, I want God to prosper you all. I decree and declare today that he prosper you, not only financially, but in your ministries, in your walk with him. I want God to allow you to live holy and to get through all these storms and things. God is good, and his mercy is everlasting. We get mercy new every day we wake up. Every day God wake us up, we have new mercy sitting by the bed. New mercy be waiting on us to step our feet out the bed. And I thank and praise God for it on today. Yeah, so I, you know, that was very encouraging to me. I thank and praise God on today for it too. Amen. Amen. Is there anyone else before we get ready to close out? I thank God too.
Hey, Apostle. Listen, this is Michelle. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Listen, I wanted to pray before you guys close out. Is that okay?
Oh, yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I just come to you right now, Father, just thanking you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I just praise your name, Father. I worship you, Father. I glorify your name,
glory.
Father. We give you glory, Father. We give you honor tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you tonight, Father, that there is none like you, Father. There is none greater than you tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I just thank you tonight, Father, for your servant, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I just ask tonight, Father, Aramasi Koramasi. God, I just thank you, Father, for coating her throat, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God,
thank
we curse everything that's not of you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you tonight, Father, that you are a healer, in the name of Jesus. Father God,
thank
we bind up every attack from the enemy, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask tonight, Father, that you would move in her body even now, in the name of Jesus. Lord God,
thank
I just pray tonight, Father, that you would even restore and renew her strength, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you tonight, Father, for touching her even now.
Lord,
in the name of
you.
Jesus. And God, I just see, Father, her shoulders. God, I just thank you, Father, for every weight that you have removed off of her shoulder, Father, in the name
Lord
of Jesus. Father God, I just thank you for that prepared table that you have for your servant, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I just thank you, Father, for giving her a divine push tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Lord.
And God, I just
thank you
for newness in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I just even thank you for this ministry tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I just thank you, Father, for the new followers that you're bringing to this ministry, in the name of Jesus. God, I just thank you for more support, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I just give
you
praise. And God, there's a shift, there's a drastic change in this ministry, Father, in the name of Jesus. And God, I just thank you, Father, that this thing is major, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I
thank
you for the new changes, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I just thank you tonight, Father. Even now, Father, there are times, Father, that she feels forgotten, Father. But you said, Father, to encourage her, to let her know, Father, that she is not forgotten nor forsaken, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I just give you praise, Father. I give you worship, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I just
thank
you tonight, Father, even as she has cried loud and spare not, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I just thank you tonight, Father, for her being obedient and advancing your kingdom, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I just thank you that she has done it and done it faithfully, in the name of Jesus. So Father, I ask tonight, Father, that you would bless her faithfulness, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I just give you praise, Father. I give you worship, in the name of Jesus. And for some reason, I see you sitting at a table, and there are some things that you have put before God. God, I lift those things up to you tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray tonight, Father, that you would move on those things, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I just thank you, Father. And I just see, I don't know why, but I just see you at a table, and I just see like all of these books. I don't know if these are books that you're going to write or study or what, but Father, I ask, Father, that you would move in this thing, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
And Father God,
in
I just thank you,
Jesus.
Father, for the gift that you have given her, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I just
thank
you for the new direction that you're taking her in even now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I just thank you, Father. I give you praise. I give you worship tonight, Father. God, I ask tonight, Father, that you would even touch her finances in the name of Jesus. Father, bring increase in the name of Jesus. Father God, we give you praise, Father. We give you worship in the name of Jesus. Father God, I just thank you, Father, for her obedience. Even when it was hard, I thank you for her obedience because the words say obedience is better than sacrifice, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, God, I ask, Father, that you would continue the work that you have started in her, Father. Give her the strength to do those things, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I pray tonight, Father, even for those that are on the line, Father, touch them as well. Father, even the woman that spoke, God, touch her. Touch any other woman that's on the line, Father. Move in their situations and circumstances tonight, Father. Move in their household tonight, Father. In the name of Jesus, God, I speak blessings over this ministry. I speak blessings over your servant, Father. I speak blessings tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, God, I just thank you for rest. I thank you that she will rest and rest well in the name of Jesus. And God, I just thank you, Father, for those that have prayers. God, I just see petitions being given to you, Father, on behalf of some of the women. God, I just thank you, Father, for answering those prayers tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. And for some reason, there are two women that have been crying out to you, Father. So, God, I ask whoever these two women are, God, answer those prayers tonight, Father, in the name of
Lord
Jesus. Those family issues, issues with school and finances, God, answer those things tonight,
Lord.
Father. God, we just thank you. We praise you and we love you tonight, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Apostle Elect Renee Whitaker. I just thank God for that prayer. I thank God for the prayer. Thank you for the encouragement. I thank Prophetess Rome for encouraging. I thank all of you, Apostle Joanne, for encouragement. I just thank God because sometimes it's hard, but I know it be the enemy, and I have to press my way. Even when, like I said this morning, when my throat was so raw and I couldn't say anything, I had to sit there and think and meditate on God. And then the Lord allowed me to just pray in tongues, just very lightly. But, you know, and I could do it long, but I thank God on tonight for what he's done and what he's doing. And I thank God for all of the encouragement on tonight. And I thank God for all of you. I thank God for all of you and all the testimonies and prayers that was sharing on tonight. I thank God for the word. I thank you for praying for me. I thank all of you. I give God praise and glory. I'm not going to hold you on any longer. I thank God that you're staying on as long as you have with me in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you now. Thank you for your word. We thank you for the people of God. We thank you for the called ones, the ones that you call, Father, and you ordain. I give you praise and glory. I thank you for giving me an opportunity, Lord, to pray for these people that's on this radio broadcast every day. I thank God, every one of you, I pray for every day, and I thank God that he gives me this opportunity to pray for you and lift you and your families up every day that God watch over you. I give God praise and glory for today. In the name of Jesus, Lord, bless them. Bless them and take care of them. I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. And thank God. You all have a blessed night. I love you all, and God love you too. If you need to call me, call me. I love you all. Thank you so much. Have a good night.
Good night.